being strangled from 2 o'clock in the morning till 8 at daylight in the morning. Just strangled, and I'll just walk the floor and hold him this way, mm-hmm. blow breath back into him. Your little fellow was black as that stovepipe, and my daughter was just having fits. I said, now you lay still. I said, baby's all right. And I didn't know whether he'd be all right or not, but I saved that baby. The doctor come back next morning and said, well, I'll have to give Grandma credit for the baby. I said, yes, you little thing was strangling when you left him and told me to put a pillow under his feet and turn his head down. Oh, I said, for a doctor. Found out he was no horse doctor when I got through. If he hadn't brought a nurse with him, I would have had to deliver that baby myself. Yeah. I've done that.
You have?
On myself, woman. Risk my own life.
Oh.
And I'm here today.
Oh. Well,
I did wait it on myself. I lost the baby younger than Edward. I get my husband sent after the doctor. He said, that mud hole down yonder by the river, he'll never get through it. He'll never get through it. I said, well, it's me and God for it. And I lay down in the bed and prayed. I said, I'll make it.
Mm-hmm. And you did.
I've seen the work done, you know, before.
Oh, yeah.
And we studied my doctor book, and then Mama had one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I knew, and I did. I waited on myself. I've done everything.
Yeah, you got it.
Like Dr. Ellie used to tell Mama, he said, well, Ms. World said, I know might near everything, and I've had everything, but a baby. And said, I reckon if I could have had that, I'd have had that. So that's the way with me and the doctor. I've had everything.
Well, now, again, talking about the garden and things that people might grow in the garden,
yes, ma'am.
Now, this big garden that you had, or in gardens in general. Now, what about a little red vegetable that grows under the ground, and it's kind of hot and peppery? It's red on the outside and white on the inside.
I guess we call those radishes.
Yeah.
White radishes. Quite hot. Yes, hot.
The hot ones.
And there's some red ones are hot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The radish.
Mm-hmm.
Celery. Carrots, asparagus,
mm-hmm.
Cauliflower, mm-hmm. broccoli.
You raised all that?
Yes'm. That Frenchman raised everything.
Oh, he really must
have. Oh, yeah. He had a book, and he ordered all of his seed fresh from Memphis.
Oh, he did?
Yes'm. We raised watermelons, marshmallows, cantaloupes, and these big long banana cantaloupes is that way, and they taste exactly like a banana.
Like a banana?
Yes, ma'am, exactly.
Well,
Mm-hmm. People come from Forest City on Sundays
mm-hmm.
out there and get them. And strawberries. Oh, my stars.
Mm. Well, now, what
pack load twice and three times a week.
What about tomatoes?
Ma'am?
Tomatoes?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Sell them by the bushel.
Oh, you did?
Yes, ma'am. We made our living at home.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what type of tomatoes were they?
Well, I've forgotten the names of them right now. And he raised what they call the yellow tomato.
Mm-hmm.
And I have forgotten the name of those.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see any of those little tiny tomatoes about
yes, ma'am.
That big? What
they call them, Now, I guess I'll have to get Maggie to tell me that now.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we made preserves of those, the little yellow tomato like that.
Little tiny.
They called, I could say it. they grew on the vine in clusters.
Oh, they did?
The grape tomato.
Oh, is that what it was called, a grape tomato?
A grape tomato, but they were small about that way,
uh-huh.
and they grew in clusters, and that we made preserves out of.
And you made preserves out of
yes.
that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the little ones come on, you know, on the big vines after the they get all through, then the small ones come on, and we made preserves out of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kinds of potatoes would you have?
Well, sweet potatoes, Irish potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were telling me you had onions, too.
Yes, ma'am. We had